It's called brand repositioning. You take a brand and transform all the assumptions about it and reposition it into a whole new category. Tylenol, for instance, was no longer just another aspirin, but a special pain reliever replacing aspirin. That's what Obama's doing with gun control. He's rebranding it.
Second Amendment rights are important. There are other rights that we care about as well.
He means the so-called right to public health that will bypass your right to bear arms. Gun control is in a whole new market now. It's no longer a Second Amendment brand, but a public health brand. What better way to disarm law-abiding citizens who could rebel against a government run amok? And Obama tapped his anti-gun Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, to make the branding stick.
There has been controversy around my nomination for Surgeon General around a tweet that I had posted a few years ago after the Newtown shooting, where I said...
Why don't you share the tweet?
Sure. The tweet said that gun violence is a public health issue. And I said that after Newtown. I'll say it again today.
Hey, Tweety boy. Shootings fall under the jurisdiction of prosecutors, not doctors. But Obama repositions gun crime as a disease, and your right to bear arms takes a backseat to the medical elite. Yet death by medical error is a much bigger public health problem. Gun deaths are at only 30,000 per year, inclusive of suicides and accidental deaths. And this number has been in a continual decline. Compare this with over 400,000 deaths per year caused by medical errors, and another 100,000 caused by healthcare-related infections. Just last week, 7,000 patients at a Utah hospital were exposed to hepatitis C from contact with an infected nurse. Now, which is the real public health threat? Going to the hospital or the risk of gun violence? It's a battle for your mind. And Obama's got his Jewish experts, Katzberg and Gross, doing his merchandising for him.
We are hoping to forge a national coalition of partners to push the agenda of a public health approach to gun violence prevention forward.
Cross-sector partnerships are incredibly important to us, especially partnerships in the health and public health area, because gun violence at the end of the day has been looked at too long through a political lens.
That means sidestepping the Second Amendment. Mr. Trump, take notice.
Contrary to claims of some presidential candidates apparently before this meeting, this is not a plot to take away everybody's guns.
Your reaction.
So President Obama has been hitting the Second Amendment, and he would like to hit it very hard. I have a real problem with the way it's done, and I have a real problem anytime you start knocking and taking chunks out of the Second Amendment.
No, the real problem isn't taking chunks out of the Second Amendment, it's bypassing it. You see, federal activity in public health grew rapidly during the 60s and 70s, framed around the Commerce Clause of the Constitution. Medicare, Medicaid, and OSHA fell under the Commerce Clause. Even tobacco advertising regulation came under it. Our government now has the precedent and practice to engage in public health matters. Own a gun, and you're a health hazard. It will start with schizophrenia. Then you won't be trusted with a gun if you ever took Prozac. Already under the Commerce Clause, you can't drink and drive. Next up, you can't carry and drive. It's a plan to strip the goyim of their guns. Why else does the NRA list the American Jewish Committee, the Central Conference of American Rabbis, and the Anti-Defamation League as the biggest anti-gun lobbies in America? Obama may cry his fake crocodile tears, but his game isn't about compassion. It's about hatred of Christian gun owners. You can shout the Second Amendment all you want, but the rebranding of gun control usurps your right to bear arms.